Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour, Richard Vitarelli is with us. He's an attorney, and he's an attorney with the firm of McCarter & English. There it is, McCarter & English in Connecticut, and he practices in a number of states. He graduated from Boston College with a B.A., magna cum laude, and he graduated with his law degree from Suffolk University Law School, cum laude. Richard, what was wrong? You slacking off on us there? You didn't get the magnum on that last time?
I think it was too much partying in college that first time.
I can't imagine too much partying in law school. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Welcome and happy to be on, too.
It's good to have you here. And Richard practices labor and employment law, ladies and gentlemen. And Richard, there's a... One of the things that's going on right now that's got to be fascinating people, regardless of which side of the aisle you come down on. This is a fascinating issue, and that's this U.S. basically, I'm calling it U.S. v. Boeing. And tell us a little bit about what this is all about.
Well, the Boeing case involves Boeing's construction of the 787 Dreamliner, which is a line of planes that they've got a contract to build. And it's going to be a significant manufacturing project.
It's their new big plane.
Exactly. And so they've been building the plane up in Washington State. And in Washington State...
Where their primary manufacturing base is.
That's correct. And it's a unionized operation up in Washington State. And the company had a history up there where they've had a union representing its workers. And over the past 20 years or so, they've experienced 4 strikes. And Boeing was looking to find some ways to, not because of the strikes, there were some other reasons why, but they looked to South Carolina as a place where they could operate a second manufacturing production line for the same Dreamliner airplane.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, Richard, that they moved their headquarters from Seattle to Chicago, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, there was a big hubbub about that, but, it's not like they don't have some precedent of trying to diversify geographically. Is that not correct?
That's exactly correct, and you know, most companies right now will look to locate the areas where the states are business-friendly. They offer governmental incentives and also a better climate for business, and in some cases, I think you and I spoke this morning about how terrible the weather's been. I think the Carolinas isn't a bad place to go for the weather either.
It's a great place to go for the weather. And so, all right, so tell the audience the difference between a right-to-work state and whatever the other kind is called.
Okay, well, there's a right-to-work state, and the only other term we've got is a non-right-to-work state. where I live is a non-right-to-work state. That means that if a union is certified as a representative of employees and the company and the union agree to what's called a union security provision. This would require that all the employees become members of the union and pay dues, or that if employees felt that they wanted to object to paying dues for whatever reason, they could be what's called an agency fee payer. But the bottom line is, in those states, it is legal under the state law to allow an employer and a union to agree to this. I hate to say it, but it's compulsory membership in the union and compulsory payment of dues as a condition of employment. Meaning,
so
if the shop is union,
the employees have basically no recourse but to be part of the union.
Well, they can avoid being technically a member of the union.
They still have to pay.
Supreme Court case, but they still got to pay about 92 or 93% of the amount of dues.
Yeah, so. So that's the essence of a non-right-to-work state. In a right-to-work state, how does that work?
In a right-to-work state, those provisions are unlawful. So you cannot require that an employee become a member of a union.
A union is still allowed. It's still legal. They can still unionize, but you can't mandate that people join.
You cannot mandate that they become a member or that they tender dues.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or even that sounds like liberty to me, Richard.
And it sounds like that to a lot of employers and employees as well.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like, the other one sounds like Marxism. That doesn't sound like liberty. The right to work state sounds like liberty to me, but that's just me. I'm just saying. Okay, so Richard, what's going on with Boeing?
So Boeing decided that it was having this production up in Washington State, that it was going to be beneficial on a number of fronts to move and establish a second production line down in the Carolinas. So what it did was it talked to the state of Carolina and the government officials down there, got some governmental incentives to move, to create a production line down there for the 787. And they actually had leased and bought up land, created a factory, hired people, began production, and the NLRB said that the decision was unlawful. And the reason why the NLRB said the decision was unlawful.
Now, the National Labor Relations Board is a political regulatory body that ultimately, during a president's tenure, a first term, typically, they have to wait till the terms expire before they replace anybody, don't they, typically?
That's correct. It's
the president, but the president decides to nominate someone, but when their term expires, they can nominate whoever they want to. So ultimately, typically during a first term, the president gets whatever party they're in, gets that NLRB stacked in their favor.
That's typically correct.
Okay. So right now, the NLRB is stacked in Mr. Obama's favor.
That's right.
And we know how much he loves unions. And
exactly.
And folks, I don't mean that to be flippant. He loves unions.
And it's a 3-1. It's a 3-1 majority at this point, where there are three Obama appointees and there's one Republican appointee.
Right, and so they're actually attacking Boeing in courts, right? In the court.
Well, the NLRB itself, if you look strictly at this, it has not seen the Boeing case yet. The case has been a complaint has been issued by the NLRB's general counsel, also an appointee of the Democrats, who has said that there is probable cause to believe that Boeing violated the law. If the NLRB itself will become the reviewing panel over the decision of the administrative law.
What law did they violate?
They claim that they violated the National Labor Relations Act, and there are some provisions I can give you a little specifics on it.
Okay.
There are provisions of the Act that say you cannot threaten or coerce employees in the exercise of rights under the Act, which would include the right to get together and organize a union.
Well, how did they do that by building a plant in South Carolina?
Well, the NLRB is grasping onto statements made by certain Boeing officials that said that they wanted to create a...
This sounds like schoolyard stuff to me.
It might be.
Am I wrong about that?
Well, in a way,
Richard, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to... This is a fascinating story. It's frightening to me as an entrepreneur, as someone who actually kind of likes the idea of liberty. This is a frightening thing to me. I think more Americans should be frightened about this, regardless of how you feel about how to work. Quick break, 20 after. Richard Vitarelli and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.